Bob Byrd coming on here without our normal routine where we normally play some music and we cover the weather and the 10-day forecast and then we go into certain guests. But right now we do have breaking news. It is local. It is national. And on the line right now with us very shortly are going to be Paul and Marilyn Hooper and Homer, who were raided by the FBI yesterday in a case of what we think is mistaken identity. They are looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and the circumstances are only now becoming known. And so we are very honored that Paul and Marilyn Hooper are our guests today. Paul and Marilyn, welcome to the Bird's Eye View.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that, Bob. Really an honor to be a part of your show.
And you are the owners of Homer Inn and Spa. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because I'm looking at the pictures. I thought it was in Hawaii.
Well, believe me, there's times we wish we were in Hawaii after this long winter. But, we started Homer Inn and Spa back in 2000. We were a couple of broke kids that moved up from Atlanta, although we're both from wilderness areas originally, but the job situation took us to Atlanta, and we backpacked Alaska back in 1998 and took one look at Homer and went, oh my gosh, the creator made this place special. And so we moved here and we had to make a living. We were originally coming to work with troubled disabled teens, and we kind of felt like the Lord led us to create a business. And here we are 21 years later, after a love affair of wood and stone and just pouring heart and soul into our place. We've got a gorgeous oceanfront boutique resort with a total of 8 different rooms all oceanfront. And we're just kind of standing here going, how did this happen?
Well, I can tell you this much. Whenever I've stayed in Homer, I go down to the Land's End. It is a great restaurant, and sometimes I very seldom stay overnight in Homer, but I can tell you I'm coming down to your place before too long with my wife. So, wow.
Oh, that'd be an honor.
Yeah.
Absolutely an honor.
So, wow, before we, you're the hottest news item maybe in the country right now. And
wow.
It's going to be, I presume, but let me tell the listeners, and then I'm going to let you and Marilyn tell the story. You were raided, a kick in the door type of raid by the FBI yesterday. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning. It must be extremely frightening to see something like that.
Well, yes and no. It was a little alarming when I came around the corner and heard FBI, get your hands up in the air, and I turned around the corner into our dining room, there's 6 or 7 guns pointed right at my head, and not knowing what's going on or what is happening. So it's a little disorienting. I just have to say up front, my conscience was clear. I had no fear of, okay, what have I done? Did they find a stash of something illegal? Was I involved in any illegal activity? So inside, I'm going, okay, well, this is obviously not what it seems to be. I don't have a vendetta against the government, nothing like that. So I would say more alarming and shocking, but not necessarily terrifying, if that makes sense.
Okay. Did you ask to see a warrant right away?
Yes. The first thing they did was start barking out commandments, step forward, turn around, and they handcuffed us immediately. And we, of course, didn't know why they were handcuffing us. And we had two house guests with us, too. One of my best friends out of Arizona, his sons moved up here for the summer to work with us, one being 17, the other one's 30. And they called them out and slapped them in the handcuffs as well. And so we sat there really for the first hour not knowing what's going on. But, we did say, okay, do you have a search warrant? And
what was their reply?
We'll eventually show it to you, is their reply. And it wasn't something that they immediately put down. In fact, it took, I think, this is a guess, because time kind of stood still for a while, but I'm guessing probably 2.5 hours before we got to see the search warrant, after being interrogated separately. They dragged Marilyn off to the living room and then kept me in the dining room.
So let me get this straight. You have the right to see the search warrant, I would presume, immediately. And
that's what we're going to find out legally. I don't know if it was served legally or not. We're definitely going to seek legal advice on it. That would be my presumption, unless it's underneath of like the Patriot Act and they considered us to be domestic terrorism and they have the right to refuse a search warrant for 24 hours or something like that. We just don't know yet.
Okay. So they told you they did have one, but you were supposed to trust them for 2.5 hours.
Exactly.
All right. And could you even go to the bathroom? I guarantee you I would have needed to.
Go clean my shorts. No, they never offered for us to have anything but a place to sit down, and that was it. They never offered for us to, you know, be comfortable, trust us on this. It was, it was very, very harshly done. I don't speak against the agents. I think the agents were doing their job. I can understand when they, you know, walk into a situation, oftentimes they have to take control of it. It felt a little over the top, and we're still kind of processing their procedures, but they definitely kept us in the quiet and did the search without, you know, asking for our permission. They said, we'll eventually show you the search warrant. We'll eventually tell you why we're here, but just sit down, be quiet.
Did they ransack your house?
They did, yes.
Did they put it back?
Well, we still have a door with a huge hole in it. they were kind enough to offer us a new door, that was all that they were willing to offer through the whole process. So,
now, this was your domicile. This wasn't like the lobby of your inn and spa.
No, this was on our living quarters. Although now, you know, on our property, we've got 12 federal agents walking around wearing FBI flap jackets. You know, with guns and everything. So it did not look good to the guests that we had, obviously.
My goodness. I wonder if they're going to compensate you in that regard. Did they check out?
We had one family that did get up and leave for a while, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they just disappeared because they didn't know what was going on. And they had some friends that showed up in the parking lot, and they were commanded to immediately leave and don't come back until they were gone.
My word. So then let's proceed. After 2.5 hours, how long did you have the warrant in your hand?
Very short. I had, if I had more of the wits about me, if it wasn't so much shock and awe, I probably would have demanded to sit down and read it. They flashed it at Marilyn very quickly and then took it away from her, so she didn't really have the opportunity to even read through it. So we had no idea what they were even looking for. They really just flashed and went, okay, great, you've got a warrant. I see it signed by a judge, and it was the Honorable Matthew Scoble, United States Magistrate Judge out of Anchorage. So I looked and went, okay, it's legit, but I don't know what this means. And I even asked him, it's like, okay, you know, you want to get into my gun safe. Then I said, okay, does the search warrant include getting into my gun safe? And I have other personal items in there as well that are items that were meant to be protected and things you just don't want to be flashing out in the general public and so forth. So that felt really violating to me for them to demand I open up the safe, you know, with
it must particularly describe the person and things to be seized. So the if they did not do that, of course, you didn't have a chance to study the warrant. Of course, did you even have a chance to call a lawyer?
No. Was not given that opportunity. They didn't allow us to make any calls.
Did they read you your rights?
No. They said there were no charges, that they weren't going to arrest us. At some point, they said that. They realized that we weren't, any physical threat to them. So I think they mentioned that to my wife. They didn't mention that to me. I just was pretty much, in a separate room from her, so I didn't really have the opportunity to kind of pick up on really what was going on, and it was all pretty confusing. We were just going with the flow.
Did you open your gun safe for them?
I did, yes. And
they required that, I presume.
they required that. Now, in the search warrant, it says that they could search any containers located within the location listed in attachment A, and they said that that included a gun safe. So at this point, I'm thinking, okay, if I refuse, am I going to get arrested? And I had to make kind of a judgment call right then and there. Okay, do I decide to resist when I know I'm innocent, when I know nothing's going on? Do I go ahead and put up resistance and take the chance of getting arrested?
All right. So now we're going to tell the audience what they were looking for, but we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Is that all right with you?
That's great, Bob. You bet.
All right. Our guests are Paul and Marilyn Huber of Homer. They were raided by the FBI and under circumstances that are certainly going to be constitutionally questionable. It is 43 degrees and 318.
We all just want to know the facts about the COVID-19 vaccine and get life back to normal as soon as possible. But where can you go for the facts on the vaccine? Just visit aarp.org/akvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Alaska, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/akvaccine for the latest information and the facts you need. Paid for by AARP.
When your house or office starts to flood and you don't know who to call, call Tim's Janitorial and their water and flood restoration team will take care of it all. A lot of people don't know or are unaware that extracting water yourself when your house or office building floods could actually jeopardize your property. We can work directly with insurance companies to help lessen the burden on the homeowner. We can be reached 24/7. Tim's Janitorial, serving the Central Peninsula since 1978. Find us on the web or on Facebook. 283-3362 for Tim's Janitorial.
When you're ready to work on your yard, home, or property, get the equipment you need from Ron's Rented Center in Kenai. Ron's Rented Center rents all kinds of lot equipment, like weed whackers, lawn mowers, brush movers, log splitters, as well as power tools, concrete tools, and heavy equipment like forklifts, man lifts, excavators, skid steers, and more. When you need something for your job site or home project, call Ron's Rented Center, 283-4232. Delivery is available. Ron's Rented Center, 283-4232.
Arby's 2 for $6 everyday value. Two of these for $6 every day, like Monday, Saturday, Tuesday, all other days. Arby's, we have the meats.
Money can't buy you happiness.
Nonsense. $6 can buy you 2 Arby's sandwiches. That's 2 happinesses. Arby's, our drive-thru is open.
Proud supporters of Kenai Peninsula High School Sports.
Be a part of a bird's eye view on KSRM by calling 283-5811. That's 283-5811.
Bob Bird, along with Anthony Moore of KSRM News, Jesse Bjorkman, of course, and on the line right now are Paul and Marilyn Huber of the Homer Inn and Spa, but we're the hosts of an FBI raid. I want to tell our listeners, and by the way, Paul and Marilyn, we will be cut off at the bottom of the hour. When you hear music, we have 1 minute to go, and then ABC News interrupts us, but we'd like to keep you across that news break. But
sure.
our listeners should know this is such a big news item that you might want to call your friends elsewhere in the state to listen in, and you go to RadioKenai.com and simply click on KSRM. You can listen anywhere in the world. You go to RadioKenai.com and you click on KSRM at the top of the homepage. Paul, Marilyn, what were the FBI? Did you suspect what they were looking for until they told you?
No, we really didn't have any idea what the raid was about. And, you know, my first thought was, well, we've got new guests in the house, and one's 30 years old. And it's like, okay, is he involved in some sort of illegal drug operation? Or, you know, those were the thoughts going through my head. It wasn't until, I think, probably an hour and a half into being interrogated that they said, well, this is dealing with the Capitol on January 6th. Which I proceeded to laugh right away because I'm like, oh, great. Which was actually a relief, though, Bob. It was a relief to go, okay, January 6th, yeah, we were at the Capitol, and I knew that we had not broken any laws. We were as President Trump requested, to peacefully protest, and that's what we were there for.
Now, we have had Kelly Nash of Fairbanks, Trapper Allsworth of our local area, who went to D.C., and they also had FBI telephone calls. Did you have anything like this prior to yesterday's raid?
No, not at all. No warning, no heads up, nothing.
Yeah, the FBI has even contacted our studio to try and get in contact with me to see if they could get hold of Mr. Allsworth, and they didn't contact me, but they've been using every contact they could reach to try and find anyone who was in Washington on January 6th, including Representative David Eastman of Wasilla, Big Lake, I guess.
Wow.
So then what happened? But when did you realize, and it was Anthony Moore who said, this is a doppelganger case. When did you realize that maybe they had the wrong person?
Well, I realized it separate from Marilyn. I'm not sure on the timing because they were interrogating her separate from me. But as soon as they said the Capitol, and then I laughed it off. I'm like, okay, great. Well, what do you got? And then they showed a picture that I had posted on Instagram. Now, I'm not a big social media person at all. I mean, I do post on Instagram, hey, we're in the Black Hills, going to Mount Rushmore. We are, in Phoenix, just so friends of mine know what we're doing, what we're up to. And so I had posted a couple pictures on my Instagram. Hey, we're in D.C. We're just protesting with a bunch of patriots and so forth. They had somehow dug those up out of my Instagram file, which I guess they've got the right to. I get that. And they showed me, is this you here? I'm like, yeah, that's me. And is this your wife in front of you? And yeah, that's my wife. She's just walking up the Capitol steps, but we're still, 100 yards away from the front of the Capitol.
So they had pictures of you going up the steps.
Yes,
okay.
Of Marilyn, and I took a picture of her going up the steps, which I had posted. So, okay, no big deal. The next picture is shown of a woman inside of the Capitol, and they're like, okay, is this your wife? I'm like, no. She's got hot, sexy leather boots on. I kind of like those. Maybe I'll have to see if she can get me a pair. But I'm like, no, that's not my wife. And then they say, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, we didn't even go inside the building. We were at most within 100 yards of the front of the building. I mean, we're in a sea of a million people, so we're far enough back. And then I started to kind of understand what the process was, what they were looking for. Again, the case of mistaken identity.
So the next question is, apparently they were really reluctant to accept your explanation. And did they have any other pictures of this person of interest? Does she have any resemblance to Marilyn?
Well, coincidentally, they had the same coat on. It was a black Columbia coat with a white lettering on the left shoulder. And she was a woman, you could tell, of Irish descent, which my wife is. And their hair was fairly similar, curly hair flowing, coming up from the top of the forehead and so forth. So I could see, there'd be some definite similarities, looking from behind them. But then they flashed me the picture of her face up front. I'm like, no, that's definitely not my wife. Come on. My wife is much better looking than that.
They looked at your wife right there. What did they say?
Well, yeah, and she was being interrogated separately, and I'll have her share her side of it with her interrogation three or four different pictures that they flashed in front of her and her responses to it, which I thought were really precious.
All right, Marilyn, welcome to the Bird's Eye View.
Hi, thank you.
I'm glad
to be here.
Yes, get as close as you can to your speakerphone. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Marilyn,
yes,
I've gone to Must Read Alaska, and we've seen the essence of the story there. So if there's anything you want to recount of what Paul said from the kick-in to the point where they're starting to look at the pictures of the person of interest, what were your reactions? Did you see their SUVs drive up at all?
Our bedroom is blacked out because that's the way we sleep in Alaska. And they woke us up. We're late risers. They even intimated, or they actually told us that they had come by at 7 and knocked, but nobody responded. So they went to breakfast and then came back. And nobody knocked, so they broke the door open and then drew guns and came in. And as Paul said, you know, called us out of our rooms and handcuffed us. And then they very briefly, was I even in the room with Paul, they removed me as quickly as possible to a separate location. Inside the house.
And these sound like entry-level, fresh out of the FBI Academy agents.
You know, I don't know. I mean, they flew in from D.C. I don't know. I don't know anything about the ABC agency.
Yeah,
really,
I don't know either. Okay, so they separated you right away, so they didn't want you to cooperate with your husband or give... Okay.
And then they kept Paul, I don't know, they sat and entertained you for an hour and a half or something. For me, they started right in on what their agenda was and what their questions were. So I think almost right off the bat, they said, well, you probably know why we're here or something like that. And it's like, yeah, no, not really. And they said, well, we're here for Nancy Pelosi's laptop. And I said, oh, so it was stolen, and it's still at large. Good to know. I thought maybe it was just conspiracy theory, so thanks for the intel. And then I said, so what does that have to do with me? And they said, well, we know you were in the Capitol. We have footage of you in the Capitol. We have footage of you inside of Nancy Pelosi's office when the laptop was being removed. And we have positive ID. You've been positive ID'd. And so we know that you were part of this, and we want to know where the laptop is and who are you working with. And so I just kind of started laughing again. I said, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful in laughing, but this is really just surreal and strange. And I'm not really a morning person. And can I go to the bathroom, please, and brush my teeth and have a glass of water? And I don't understand, if this is just that you wanted to talk to me, why did you have to bust down the door? Couldn't you have made an appointment like normal people? And so one of the nice things I think for us is both of us had some kind of an insulated response to all of the drama, where we were just kind of like looking askance at them and going like, what are you guys doing? What is going on here? We don't understand why you're here and why all the drama.
All right, Marilyn, that music means that we will be interrupted by the news. So we're gonna keep it right here, and I'll talk to you off the air when the news comes on in about 30 seconds, okay? And what you are telling us is, like you said, it's surreal for all of us. And we've been told that we're in a police state, but we don't think it's going to really hit us. And I want to thank you for the courage to come quickly, publicly with this. And I'll just turn your volume off, but stay on the air, and I'll be talking to you off the air. This is the one, KSRM. Tell your friends and neighbors to listen in.
To renew the push for the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, families of victims Floyd, Botham John, and Terrence Crutcher. They talk with senators at the Capitol, civil rights attorney Ben Crump also among the group, saying afterward of two Republican senators.
Senator Scott and Senator Graham committed that they were going to do everything in their power to work with their colleagues to help fashion meaningful legislation.
Making his pitch for his infrastructure and jobs proposals, President Biden at a drive-in event in Duluth, Georgia, the past hour or so.
It's only been 100 days, but I have to tell you, I've never been more optimistic about the future in America. America's on the move again.
President VP making stops around the U.S. promoting the plan. Los Angeles police have charged 5 people in connection with the shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker and the kidnapping of her French bulldogs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now, news of the Kenai in Alaska. Brought to you by Elite Auto and Diesel Repair. When your vehicle is acting trivial, call 262-2280.
Restrictions are being lifted on visitations with Alaska inmates. The Alaska Department of Corrections on Wednesday said that visits with all inmates will be allowed starting on Friday, even if those prisoners aren't vaccinated. Visitors will still need to schedule an appointment and no contact guidelines will be in place. Visitations at correctional facilities were suspended for the past year because of the coronavirus pandemic. An 18-year-old man dead following a hunting accident. Spokesperson for the state trooper said it happened Monday evening in Nightmute when Joseph George was shot in the head by a miner as a goose was flying by. No one has been charged in the incident. The investigation is ongoing. An Arizona man faces charges after allegedly supplying 60 pounds of methamphetamine to the Fairbanks area. The Department of Justice says police arrested Daniel Torres Zubaya of Phoenix on Tuesday. That's news to Kenai in Alaska. I'm Anthony Moore.
Do you have pain or numbness in your hands, wrist, or upper extremities? Dr. V. Meister, the only board-certified hand specialist in the Kenai Peninsula, has over 25 years' experience in treating hand, wrist, and upper extremity problems, including wrist pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, lacerations, fractures, tendon injuries, arthritis, and tumors. If you're experiencing pain or numbness in your wrist, hand, or upper extremity, contact Dr. V. Meister with Kenai Peninsula Orthopedics, a care center of Independence Healthcare. Call today at 262-6454.
Hey guys, Evan here from Steam on Wheels. Steam on Wheels is growing, and we are looking for two tree fellers / climbers. 5 years experience is required, and pay is based on experience, and these positions are for the summer season. For details, please give me a call at 252-4045 or email me your resume to steamonwheels@alaska.net. We're ready for work, so give us a call now. Steam on Wheels is currently looking for two professional tree fellers / climbers, so call me now to apply. 252-4045, Steam on Wheels.
Hi, this is Mary at Gentle Dental. Maybe we haven't met yet, but I'd like to ask you, how long has it been since you've seen the dentist? Have you been putting off addressing issues you may know or suspect you have? We want to meet you. Our friendly team is ready to help you address your needs at your speed. Call Gentle Dental, 262-8834.
Looking for lean ground beef to make your famous meatloaf? Echo Lake Meats on K Beach Road has 93% lean grass-fed burger for just $5.49 a pound. Top it off with some Echo Lake double smoked bacon, and wow, you've got the best meatloaf ever. And there's nothing like a steak from Echo Lake. When taste matters, then it has to be Echo Lake Meats. Top sirloin, ribeyes, New Yorks, tenderloin, and T-bones. Echo Lake has them all cut and ready for the grill. Stop by today on your way home. Echo Lake Meats on K Beach.
Now, your Kenai Soldotna Weather Outlook on the One KSRM. Brought to you by Smiles of Alaska, award-winning cosmetic and restorative dentistry, and sleep apnea treatment. 262-6466.
Cloudy with a slight chance of rain this afternoon. Highs near 46. South winds up to 10 miles per hour tonight. Partly clear with chances of rain and snow. Overnight lows near 31. It's currently 43 degrees at the One KSRM.
Welcome back to the Bird's Eye View on KSRM and streaming online at RadioKenai.com.
Bob Bird, Jesse Berkman, Anthony Moore of the KSRM staff, our guests on the line right now of the Homer Inn and Spa, Paul and Marilyn Hooper, who were raided by the FBI in a case of mistaken identity. And we'll tell our listeners that this will be podcast for only a week, and how you listen to a podcast, if some of your friends missed it, you're okay, you can listen back to it for a full week. Maybe they might even extend it, I don't know, but we're listening to quite a remarkable and extremely important story. And Paul and Marilyn, thanks for being our guest. Marilyn, we left you off. I know you're asking, can you brush your teeth, wash your face, get a glass of water, go to the bathroom? Did they allow you to do that?
They said they would allow me eventually, but they wanted to just ask me some questions first. And then I said, well, I would like to know who you are, because
for all you know, you're a pirate. Show me your badge, right?
Exactly. Like, I've seen your guns, but I haven't seen any, like, ID. I don't see a search warrant anywhere. I think I need to see those to know if you're even lawfully here. And they said, well, here, they flashed their badges, the two agents that were with me who were two FBI agents, one from D.C. and one from Anchorage. And I said, like, can I look at those? And they said no, and they flipped them closed again.
Well, that could be a dime store badge.
I know. I couldn't have read it fast enough to know what it was. And I said, well, I would like to see the warrant. And they said, yeah, we have a copy for you. You'll get to see it eventually. I said, well, I would like to see it now before I make any other decisions. I'd like to see the warrant. And they said, yeah, you'll get to see it. You'll get to see it. And they just refused to show it to me.
Now, that is a big thing. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but to say you'll get to see it is no guarantee.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So continue. And they wouldn't believe your story that you were not at Nancy Pelosi's office, did they?
No, at least they didn't give any indication they believed my story. I don't know if they believed their story, honestly, thinking about it, because I kept asking for information. I'm like, so why would you presume I was inside the Capitol? What do you have? And they said, oh, well, we have this footage of you. And I was like, well, I would like to see some of it. I would like to know how I split myself into two locations, because I didn't know I had this power. And... And I'm not really a morning person, so I was like, you know, could you guys come back in an hour and a half or something? Like, can we talk about this then? And they were like, no, we're going to do this now. And I was like, all right, fine. Well, what can you show me? And they showed me one very fuzzy still photo from a video at a distance with a sideways glance. And I was like, that looks like my coat. That looks like my hair. Why am I portrayed inside of the Capitol building when I never entered the Capitol building? Because I said, now I have some questions for you, because I know where I was, and that person's hair and coat looks like me. So why am I pictured inside the Capitol? And they said, well, that's because you were inside the Capitol. And this is undoctored footage from Capitol Police cameras inside. And I said, like, well, I don't know what's going on here, because I know where I was. And they said, well, we just need you to ID this person that you were with. And so I said, well, obviously you guys have a challenge with your listening, because I just clarified to you that I didn't enter the Capitol, ergo I cannot identify the person that I wasn't next to.
Is this the picture that is posted on Must Read Alaska right now?
No. So they had other photos, which makes me think that they didn't believe their own story, because they didn't show me that photo until they were almost done with their search. And they specifically showed me that photo and said, we're looking for this clothing that you were wearing when you were inside the Capitol. And when they finally showed me an actual, like, front photo, I looked at it and I said, oh, well, that's obviously not me. Why didn't you show me this photo to start with? Why have we been doing this for hours here? You could have shown this photo to start with, and we could have skipped this whole thing. I said, first of all, I have attached earlobes. This chick looks like she has detached earlobes, which makes me jealous, because I've always wanted detached earlobes. But she is wearing a sweater. I don't even own a sweater, and I would never wear a black sweater with snowflake pattern on it. So I don't care how well doctored, even if that was my face on top of that body, I would know it wasn't me, because I would never wear that sweater. You couldn't pay me to wear that sweater. And so
Is she about your age?
I think she's about my age. Okay. Yeah, and she's probably Irish, you know, got kind of the wiry Irish look and the nappy. I like that my husband says it's like wavy hair, you know, like nappy, frizzy hair. And she happened to have a similar Columbia, it looks like a Columbia coat from a distance. But it just seemed to me they were very resistant. They, about an hour and a half in, I kept just saying, like, I'm sorry, guys, I really need to see the search warrant. You know, I really don't have a lot to say to you, because I wasn't in the Capitol, but I really need to see the search warrant. And then their response was basically, so what we're hearing is that you don't want to cooperate, that you want us to report back that you're lying to federal agents and that you are obstructing justice and you would like us to go ahead and, like, expect charges filed against
you. So they're putting words into your mouth, and they haven't read you your rights at all, have they?
They did it. One agent came by and said, like, hey, have you read her Miranda rights? And they said, no, we're not doing that. We're not going there. So they never charged me with anything. They never tactically needed to read me my rights, which I think, I don't know. I think the lesson I learned out of all of this is that we as everyday citizens, me chief among them, have been a very lazy American. And I have to learn what the protocols are, because these visits are becoming regular and every day in some form or another. And we really need to understand what our latitude of choices are, because when they come in with lots of people and guns pointed at you, you don't naturally want to disappoint them.
All right. Now,
because you don't know what their next step is.
Our news editor, Anthony Moore, has a question for you, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. Anthony Moore with KSRM News. I have more of a general information question here. Now, this is kind of a two-part question, so I'm judging this question based on how it is worded specifically in Must Read Alaska. Now, Must Read Alaska specifically words it as this, and I quote, 12 agents, FBI, Capitol Police, and other apparent police agents broke down the door to their, meaning your, home and told Marilyn and Paul to put their hands up. Now, my first question is this. Are you able to kind of confirm or just sort of explain that as that is worded, 12 agents, FBI, Capitol Police, and other apparent police agents, are you able to kind of explain or confirm that they were all there? And if so, you know, I was able to get on the phone earlier today with the FBI Anchorage field office, and what they did tell me is this. They did tell me that they were in Homer the day that they were, the day that I believe you said Wednesday. They did confirm they were there, but beyond that, they didn't tell me anything. So I guess my question is this. Is all of this true the way that Must Read Alaska is wording this?
Yes, it's true. It's condensed in that I would say they busted in the door. They hollered at us. We were still in bed. So we got out of bed and went into the kitchen where they had six or seven officials with their guns drawn and pointed at us. Paul went first. And I lagged behind after they had him secured in handcuffs. Then I went up and they secured me in handcuffs. And then they asked anyone else in the house to come out, and the two visitors came out and they secured them in handcuffs. At that point, we knew there were six or seven people involved, and they quickly separated us. I had two agents interrogating me. Paul had whatever he had. I don't know.
All right,
and
Marilyn,
then
Marilyn.
As it wrapped up, we were able to see 12 people departing. So we never saw all of who was here, or were never introduced or informed even who was on our property.
All right, now Jesse Bjorkman, member of the Borough Assembly, has a question for you.
Marilyn, sure. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And wow, this is absolutely shocking and completely unacceptable what happened to you guys. So as we think about this going forward for you, what are your next steps now? What do you guys intend to do?
Can we hold off on that, Jess? That's a great question. But I want to see how we got closure to this, because at some point they're putting words in their mouth. So, Jess, hold that question.
Yeah.
I want to see how we get closure to this, because they're putting words in your mouth, Marilyn. And, you know, what Jesse's asking is really important. But so they're putting words in your mouth, and how did this wrap up?
Well, they were trying to intimidate me to admitting that was me in the Capitol building. And near the end of their search, they came out with that photo where I was able to kind of exhale and go like, oh, that is absolutely not at all me. Is that what this has been about? And then they, after about 3 hours, they let Paul and I go outside and hang out a little bit together while they wrapped up their search. And then they basically departed.
They didn't apologize and say, golly, you're right. That doesn't look like you. Did you get anything like that?
No, I actually even took the photo from the agent's hand when she was asking me to help her locate the said garment that I was supposedly wearing if I had been in the Capitol. And I actually took the paper from her and I held it up next to me. And I said, like, now that we have this and I am here, can we look at this photo and see that this is two different people? Can you guys confirm this with me? Two different people. And she just grabbed the paper and walked away.
And same
when they showed me the search warrant, I finally did get to peek at it briefly, see that there was a judge stamp on it. And I said, great, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to sit and read this. And they took it out of my hands and said, nope, you can't have that. We'll give it to you later.
They wouldn't give you
a copy.
They
didn't allow me. They wouldn't allow me to read it, even though I was just sitting there doing nothing.
So, Marilyn, I want to make it clear for our listeners here, after Anthony and I were just looking at these photos of the woman in question and yourself. You two look nothing alike, to my eye.
Thank
and
you.
Kind of looking at these photos, like they're quite different looking people. I mean, you could tell like the hair is kind of similar. You have the same jacket on,
right.
And you, I mean, you're both white ladies. But other than that,
right.
Like I don't think you guys look similar at all. So, I don't know. It's kind of shocking that they couldn't put two and two together there.
Well, maybe they didn't have your photo in their own files. This is weird.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
What my question was, or my thoughts afterwards, is I don't have any social media, so there aren't hardly any photos of me online because I just don't do social media. And and I'm not a huge fan of how I photograph, so I don't go out there and post a bunch of selfies. But I have a great photo on my Alaska driver's license. I love that photo. I will keep it forever.
Did they let you smile?
They did. Yeah, it's a delightful photo. And I'm thinking that was readily in their records to cross-reference. And also looking at the warrant, it specifies spaces and wording of spaces that we have demarcated that lets us know that somebody had been on site to scope it out, to put together a specific warrant of what areas would be searchable. So somebody was on site at some point, and it makes me feel, this is my current theory, is that they were very hesitant to show us any information. Any of the photographs, I didn't see any of the photographs that are on their FBI website until the end of their search when she brought the one in that I reposted and took off their FBI website, that she had a big printout. So they had all of that information available and withheld it from us, I think, because they already knew it wasn't me.
All right. Now we're going to go and take a 3-minute break here, Marilyn, and I'm going to add my own speculations. And it is now 3:50. Again, I want to tell our listeners to tell your friends and neighbors to tune in. It's 43 degrees on the One.
Woo! Radio 92. Swimming, the working man's lawn. We got what you're looking for.
It's time to liquidate at Sweeney's and Soldotna. Save an additional 20% off clearance price on discounted styles of shoes and boots. Shop from brand names like Rockport, Merrell, Boggs, Danner, Double H, Keen, Columbia, Red Wing, Carolina, and more. Get in now for the best selection and save big on shoes and boots at Sweeney's and Soldotna.
It's here at
Hi, this is Jen at 4D Carpet One. Chances are you don't purchase flooring very often. So how do you know you're getting the right product at the right price? At 4D Carpet One, we can help. We carry a tremendous selection of flooring. We have the best warranties in the business and the best trained professionals. 4D Carpet One has served our customers on the peninsula with a wealth of experience, knowledge, and a great selection for over 40 years. That's 4D Carpet One on the corner of the Kenai Spur and Marydale in Soldotna, where we make beautiful affordable.
Trustworthy hardware. We're the problem solver.
Solvers.
Now, more of the Bird's Eye View with Bob Bird on KSRM. Call now at 283-5811.
Bob Bird, Anthony Moore, Jesse Bjorkman with Paul and Marilyn Huber in Homer of the Homer Inn and Spa, who have been raided by the FBI yesterday under circumstances that are going to be very, very newsworthy, I think, not only in Alaska, but nationwide. And I'm going to make this speculation, Marilyn, if it hasn't already crossed your mind, or Paul's either, and that is, this is being done to warn people if anybody goes anywhere that's protesting or controversial, that you might be facing this kind of a nightmare, and it's trying to intimidate people to just be obedient little serfs to the government. That's my take on this. I wonder if it crossed your mind.
I think it is exactly that, because if they had had the certainty they portrayed that it was me, why would they not have shown us all of the photos to start with? Why would they not have made the warrant readily available? What was all the hesitation trying to kind of intimidate and harass without giving us all the information? Some of that is legitimate tactics when you're trying to interrogate, but they had proof in their hands that it was a different person, and they withheld from showing that to us so that we could have this long protracted interaction. And now they have my phones and my laptops, and they forensically audited Paul's phone so they can tidily go through all of his information at their leisure.
Marilyn, Anthony Moore here from KSRM. Just got a couple of quick general information questions. Through some texts on our Twitter and some folks listening, I just kind of wanted to satisfy my curiosity here. So a few things. First off, you were in Washington, D.C. January 6th, and you
Absolutely. But you
weren't actually in the Capitol building, according to your account, you said, right?
Yeah, and I think it's kind of humorous that they have chosen to try to place me inside the Capitol, because we were like the most inept Capitol protesters you could find, in that we did make it to the rally, but we were the last people standing at the end of the rally. The rally didn't end till 1:10. The Capitol breach was already in process before the rally even ended. We hung out because we don't like being in crowds and following lines, so we just hung out and visited with people till everybody was gone. And then we went the wrong direction and got lost for 30 minutes. And then we decided we wanted a hot dog, so we went and got a hot dog. And then we went and looked for Paul's backpack and found his backpack he'd left behind. And then we finally drifted over to the Capitol because we're like, well, there's lots of sirens, so obviously there's some Antifa or et cetera going on. And maybe we just don't want to go there. But other people were saying, no, no, there's patriots involved. And like, well, we're here. We should probably go down there and see what's going on. So we were like the last people to the party. We missed all of it. And so I think we just kept laughing because it was so humorous. Like, we almost didn't even make it to the Capitol building. We were that late.
And, you know, Trapper Allsworth was one of the last people to arrive, and he just got into the surge and figured, well, it's open, everyone's going in. And he was quizzed by the FBI. And then Kelly Nash of Fairbanks never got anywhere near it, and they questioned her too. So was Representative David Eastman. It's like you're guilty because you're in Washington, D.C., you see. And that's also
correct.
A signal to tell people, if you even go into the wrong city, you might get a visit and a question by the FBI, which is scary.
I think our response needs to be to become better educated, because these are civil servants, and if they're behaving so atrociously, it must mean that we, the people, have vacated our role of oversight. And I can say for myself that I have not been a stellar citizen. I've been a very lazy American. I don't listen to talk radio. I don't listen to news. I have a life to live, and I don't want to be involved in all the shenanigans. It's like a big gossip story every day. So I basically tool up, vote, and go back to my life. But that's not being an overseer. I have a business. I would not hire an employee and then come back in 2 to 4 years and hope they did a good job. So a lot of us have fallen down on the job of not being present oversight for those that we hire when we elect them. And I think that the ball lies squarely in our court. We have to get back involved. If we don't now, this is kind of the last window of opportunity.
Marilyn, you mentioned on your husband's social media that after, in one of the first sentences here, says you were interrogated, they searched the house, and then they left with your phones and laptops, attributing to what you mentioned later on in the post in looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Are you able to kind of, so they took your technology, they took your own property, you said, right?
Correct. They forensically audited Paul's phone and let him have it back. And they claimed they were trying to do the same for mine so they wouldn't have to take them. But magically, none of my phones would cooperate. So they had to take them with them. And apparently also my laptop and et cetera.
Which wasn't Nancy Pelosi's, was it?
No, it wasn't Nancy Pelosi's. Nope.
All right.
Hey, Bob, if I could jump in and just answer one of your previous questions from about 5-10 minutes ago, just our response and where we're at mentally.
Go ahead, Paul.
I agree with Marilyn as far as, you know, as the citizen that I have my responsibilities, and I mean, the intent was to intimidate. I don't feel intimidated. I think I feel just the opposite, that I feel invigorated, not for my own rights. I mean, granted, my rights are important, but what about your rights, my neighbor's rights, and the people in our church, and our family, and our daughters, and so forth? This really energizes me to take the right next steps. And we're not anti-government people. We're not people that are trying to throw our weight around. We're not looking for popularity. We're not looking for financial gain, nothing like that. But on the other hand, you know, this fires me up to take care of, you know, my business as a citizen, to do what's right, so that I can protect everybody else's right, as we're all great Americans. This is what we're supposed to be doing.
Paul, that is the perfect way to end up your hour here. And Marilyn, I want to thank you both for your time. And I also want to say that you'll probably hear from me personally again. Chandra Coffroy is an associate of mine. I've never met her, but she's been a guest on this show in a similar way. And, of course, she is one of those people who have been monitoring what needs to be done. I want to wish you Godspeed, God bless, and would you please stay in touch, because as this develops, we'd be real interested in hearing from you again.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to fill you in on part two of the story.
So we have a part two that I'll keep you on after the news break.
Well, that part two is still developing. We don't know.
Okay,
what it is.
Yeah, I understand you now. Don't hang up. I'll speak to you off the air when the news comes on.
Sure.
KSRM, Soldat Nikita Homer, it's 4 o'clock.